Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were urban explorers and they had visited the abandoned neighborhood more than once. And one house finally gave them a reason not to go back.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And thank you very much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, we love to hear them. So you can call it in. It's 855-853-4802. Or you can write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can also subscribe wherever you are listening right now. Just subscribe to the show. We would appreciate it very much. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is my sister. How's everything?
It's good. It's really good. I'm, it's cool here, which is crazy because it's really hot where you are.
Show off. So I got to tell you something. So last night, they have this basketball tournament every summer, and it used to be ESPN, and now it's Fox Sports, I think is what it's on. But it's TBT tournament, the basketball tournament. So they have alumni teams like Kathy's got a KU alumni team in there. I've got my Wichita State alumni team, and my team won it all last year, $1 million. This year, there's Whoa. $2 million up for grabs.
Whoa.
So I went to the game last night, and the first round is the best 2 out of 3. So we are playing the University of New Mexico alumni. First night on Monday, we came out, owned it. We were so good. And then last night, it's like, who these guys? Did they switch out our team on us? So last night was not so good. We lost. So we're going back to the game tonight. It's really fun, though. It's a very, very fun tournament. So after the game, everybody's like, wah, 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 you know, and we're walking out. And I'm walking behind this kid who looks like he's 15 or something. And I couldn't see the front of his shirt. I'm going to guess it maybe was a church shirt. I don't know if it was like some religious thing. The back of his shirt said, "Demons are taking over our souls."
Oh, well.
I was like,
okay.
I'm following this kid who just looks like a normal. He's not like that. I could see like a goth kid maybe wearing that. This kid did not look like that. He's been at a basketball tournament all night with his parents, with his "demons are taking over our souls" shirt. So I'm like, I really wanted to see the front of it because I was like, could it have been like his church? And it's like, watch out. And then on the back, "demons are taking over our souls."
Or was it a movie shirt or something?
Something.
You know?
Well, I was like, what an odd thing. It was just a little creepy to me to see the kid advertising "demons are taking over our souls" at a fun basketball tournament. It was just very odd to me.
I think it's an odd choice for a basketball game.
I was wearing a Shocker shirt, as were most people other than that kid. It just was like this cute kid that I'm like, what are you wearing that shirt for at the basketball tournament? I do not know. Let's go to a caller. And if you do want to call in, it's 855-853-4802.
Hi, guys. So I have a couple paranormal experiences, but this one kind of happened recently, and I figured it was worth telling. So my cousin and I are kind of urban explorers. So people who don't know what that is, it's basically people who go around to like abandoned places and just go take pictures and film and, you know, just look at the raw beauty of the place. So anyway, we don't really go out of our way to do this, but if there's a place locally that we can get to, then we go to it. There's one place in particular that is a abandoned street and there's still houses on it, but all the houses are abandoned and it's all overgrown and you have to kind of go through a lot just to go see them. You have to go through like a walking trail and you have to go through woods and, you know, a lot of people don't even know it's there. It's like far out in the woods where no one can see. So we go there. We've been there a couple times, and everything's kind of cool back there. But there's one house in particular that is just kind of off-putting, and I'm a little bit sensitive to paranormal things. So I don't know if it's only me that feels it, but it's just this one house towards the end that's just, I don't know, kind of creepy. And so the time in particular I'm talking about, it was my cousin, my boyfriend, and I, and we had gone to the other houses, and we were coming up on this house, and we're sitting out front, basically talking, you know, just goofing off before we go in. And I looked over at the house, and I'm not really sure if it was a reflection or something, because you can't see car lights back there at all. We didn't have a flashlight on, but I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm skeptical about it, and I'm willing to accept other explanations because it did freak me out. So I look over at the front of the house, and there's not really a porch. There's just kind of two steps in the door. And I look over, and I see a man sitting on the two steps, and he had his head in his hands, and he looked up at me. And as soon as he looked up at me, I had this such intense emotion of anger and then guilt. And it was very weird because I was obviously like joking around, having fun, not even seconds before. And then he just vanished. And he wasn't very solid, so that's why I'm, you know, kind of considering him as a ghost. But it was just very, very shocking, to say the least. And I didn't say anything to my cousin or my boyfriend. I didn't want to freak them out. But I think they kind of saw my face, and they kind of knew something was up. But anyway, we go into the house, whatever, it's fine. And we go upstairs, and the one bedroom door is open a little bit. So it was kind of odd, but we saw bed sheets, and we figured, oh, it might be a homeless person. So we made sure that our presence was known, and we asked to see if anyone was around, and absolutely no one was in the house. So we open the door, and there's bed sheets, and there's beer bottles and condoms laying everywhere. So obviously, you know what happened. But it was kind of weird because the bed sheets were not little girls, but a younger teen. They're like pink and green circles with stripes, something that I actually had when I was younger. It was just kind of out of place with all the beer and the condoms, so we didn't really think much of it then. But you know, as we were leaving and we were talking, we kind of thought maybe something bad happened in the house, and that's why I saw this person and felt that emotion. Like maybe he got very angry and did something he regretted, but I'm not sure. Anyway, that's basically the story for that. Figured you guys would like to hear it. Love the show. Thanks.
See, she's much braver than me. Urban exploring is something I couldn't do because of what she just described. Because you're walking into some place you don't really know what you're walking into. But then I do think a lot of places, there are people who can be living there or breaking in and doing drugs there and stuff.
Sure.
You know, and the sheets being like a young person sheets, they could have just found the sheets and used whatever they had, or they might have been left in there. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's a whole nother creepy ass level of it, which is totally separate from the apparition I think she saw.
Like, yeah.
I don't really want to go seeing apparitions. I don't know if what their purpose in urban exploration is, if they're looking for paranormal or just exploring.
Well, okay. I have another kind of, you know, take on this, in that if that entire street is abandoned, my first thought is, why? Are you going into a place that was everyone had to leave because maybe it's been contaminated?
Oh, yeah. You're walking,
you know,
into
like it used to be
biohazard toxic site.
That's what I'm saying. It used to be in the olden days, you know, we had these companies that would dump pollutants in the water, and it would get in the groundwater, and, you know, people were getting very, very sick from it. And there are, you know, neighborhoods that are abandoned because of this. They had to close them down.
I think there would be the biohazard signs that would be put on the houses if that was.
You would think the area would be or something, but I just wonder, like, why is a whole neighborhood abandoned? You could see a house, but everybody left the neighborhood? That's weird. It almost feels like, and maybe they know why. Maybe they are not worried about that, but I guess I'm just going to throw out that as a public service announcement. There's a reason a whole neighborhood is abandoned.
And it could be that housing crisis and these people couldn't afford their homes anymore. And then one by one, nobody wants to buy in that neighborhood because, mm-hmm. And I could see, because there's some, every city has them, but there's areas of my town that have a lot of abandoned houses on the block.
But I do get the lure of wanting to go into these places and look around. Just be super careful. You don't know if the wood's rotted out in the floor and you're going to fall through a hole or something. Just be careful.
And I'm not surprised you would encounter something paranormal.
Yeah.
Not surprised at all about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I wonder if she has had other sightings of spirits in other places, because it just seems like just to have one out of the blue would surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll bet there's been more.
Well, let's go to the next story. It says, this isn't really a ghost story, but it's something that happened to me when I was 19. I'm in my 30s now, and nothing like this has ever happened before or since. Back then, I had just bought my first vehicle after working all summer. It was an older Chevy pickup. I was proud of it because I'd paid for it myself. I drove that thing everywhere. If I needed to go across town for one little thing, I was taking the truck. One night, I had a dream that felt more real than any dream I ever had. I was driving on a road I didn't recognize. I came up to a four-way stop. I looked both ways, didn't see anybody coming, went out into the intersection, and then headlights came from my left. I remember trying to hit the brakes, but before anything happened, I woke up, and my heart was racing like I'd actually been in a wreck. It bothered me enough that I mentioned it to my mom the next morning, and she laughed and said it was probably because I'd been driving so much lately. I laughed too, didn't think much more about it. Probably a week later, I was driving home after helping a friend move. That's what happens when you buy a pickup, by the way.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
I decided to take some back roads instead of the highway because there wasn't much traffic. I came up to a four-way stop, started looking around like you do before pulling out, and then I got a strange feeling. There was a little white church on one corner, an old store behind it, and suddenly I realized I knew exactly where I was. I'd never been there before, but it was the intersection I had seen in my dream. I sat there staring for a second because I could picture the whole dream again. I remember looking left and seeing nothing and pulling out. I looked both ways. The road was completely clear. Normally, I would have gone without thinking anything about it, but I couldn't make myself pull out. I don't know why. It might sound silly, but I kept thinking about the dream. A car pulled up behind me, gave me a quick honk. Right then, a pickup truck came flying through the intersection from my left without even slowing down for the stop sign. It missed the front of my truck by just a few feet. I sat there for a minute trying to catch my breath. If I had pulled out when I normally would have, that truck would have hit me right in the driver's door. When I got home, I told my mom what happened, and first thing she said was, it the same intersection from your dream? And I said it was. That's really the whole story. I've never had another dream like that. I am not psychic. I'm not sensitive to anything paranormal. I've thought about it a lot over the years, though. Was it a crazy coincidence? Did I somehow dream about a place I'd never been? Was I shown something that gave me enough warning to wait a few extra seconds? I don't know. All I know is that if I hadn't sat there because of that dream, I don't think I'd be writing this email today. That is from John. I don't think he'd be writing the email today.
I don't at all. And yes, you were shown something in a dream that made you stop and adjust your life by a few seconds.
Yeah.
and keep you alive. It was not your time, John. John, you are meant for greatness. So you are meant to be on this earth longer, and you may already have done great things. If not, they're coming. I swear to God, that's the way that's going to work. You're meant to be here.
Right?
Something warned you in your dream. And, you know, those kinds of dreams, when you have them, are super unsettling. Like, you wake up the next day and think, that wasn't just a dream.
I mean, he told his mom more. About it.
Yeah. He was, you know, he knew that. He woke up just at the, you know, moment that he was in this accident, and it woke him up. And I think I've had it happen to me before too, that sense of, wait a minute, and stop, and then go, oh my God, had I just adjusted had my day been just a hair different one way or another, I wouldn't be here. And I think it knew that you wouldn't stop, and it needed you to. And the fact that somebody pulled up and honked the horn.
Right.
And he's still like, I still can't, you know, and then thinking, okay. And just at that second, here it comes.
You know, and my guess is too, when you read it, it sounds like 20 seconds or a minute passed. And he's like, oh my God, all of that stuff could have happened within 10 seconds. Like,
just a few.
Yeah. You get there and you're like, you look and then you see the church and you're like, oh crap, I have been here in my dream.
But just long enough. Just long enough to keep you from having that accident. That's amazing.
I think that's really interesting.
I do too.
So let's go to our next caller.
Hi, this is Jake. And this is when I lived up in Spokane, Washington area. I got a job at a hotel and I thought it was pretty new, so I was really worried about any stuff happening. But after I started working there, a few people would tell me, you know, there's a spirit here, and I kind of brush it off. So then I just kind of would go on, but at the time I was really religious, so I thought all spirits, you know, that's demonic. So I got freaked out real easy and didn't quite understand that, you know, there's more than just one. But anyway, so I got a job at the hotel, and they said that there's a little boy drowned in the hot tub there. And I thought, yeah, whatever, you know, brushed it off. Well, I went home, and I asked my grandmother, and she says, oh, yeah, I remember that. And then it was like 10, 12 years ago, before this time that I worked there. And one of her older ladies says, oh, yeah, I remember that, too. And so the legend goes is that anytime somebody's in the hot tub and it doesn't shut off, excuse me, and it stays on number 6, that the little boy's in the hot tub, and that you know he's in there because the timer is always stuck on 6 because he was 6 years old when he died. And so, lo and behold, one night, the night auditor didn't show up, and so I had to cover her shift. So I was there in this hotel all by myself, and it was completely quiet. And so they had a 24-hour pool that was right next to the office. And here came down a guy. He's about 11 o'clock. He comes down there and goes in the hot tub. And he stayed in there till about 12:30. And he came out just like, I love your hotel. You know, how's the hot tub? It doesn't ever shut off. He goes, I love that. And I just kind of was like, huh, that's interesting. And so he left about 12:30, and so I stayed there. At a little after 3 in the morning, I peek over in there, and the hot tub's still going. It had been going for well over 3 hours plus. And so I decided to walk in there. And as soon as I walked in there, I could feel this just like heavy presence around me. And I went over there, and sure enough, it was on 6, and I turned it off, but it took a little effort to twist it off there, off of 6, to get it to turn off. So finally shut off, but then the creepiest part with me is I kept seeing little things from the side of my face. I thought I saw people coming, going, and you know, just the phone rang a couple times, nobody was there. I was actually crouched down in the back in the laundry room by myself, huddled down because I was so scared at one point. But yeah, that was my experience with firsthand there at that hotel, and I wasn't the only one to see the spirit, because the other one of the other night auditors said she gets visits, and she said she spoke to him a couple times, but that's what she said. I have nothing to confirm that, but that's my story, and enjoy the show. Thank you.
You know, we talk so much about haunted hotels and people getting a room in the haunted hotel, but when you think about the people who work in the haunted hotel,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of crazy.
You know, in this story, I could go along and say, sounds like urban legend around the death of this child with the six and the, you know, hot tub. And, you know, you could say they may have a hot tub and it just gets stuck or something and it doesn't want to turn off. I mean, there might be reasons, electrical reasons that kind of thing's happening. I'm more concerned about his peripheral seeing things
mm-hmm.
than I even am the hot tub.
Yeah.
And scared enough to be crouched over, you know, in the back room or something. That says a lot to me. That definitely something's going on there. And like I said, when he's just, you know, when you just talk about the story, you could say, oh, you know, and, you know, they say that the hot tub is stuck at six, you know. And that could just be stuff that's developed over the years.
That
and people
felt
are
a little folklore-y.
That, yeah, that's what I thought, too. But then, see, to me, where it steps over into something else is how scared he really was and that he kept seeing, he felt like things moving, you know, he'd like get that flash out of the side. And that is very unnerving. I understand. And so I think probably there is something there. There probably is a spirit there. Maybe it's the spirit of this child that died there. Very possible. That could be the case. Maybe the hotel was built on ground that something happened on. I don't know exactly without having our, you know, some professionals go in there and do some investigating. It'd be hard to know. But I definitely think that something is going on there. And I base that more on Jake's actually seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling and being that afraid.
Right. It's just interesting. I do think a lot of times, especially the workplace type of hauntings or, you know, they've mm-hmm. developed stories over the years. Because those are the ones mm-hmm. that, you know, when you move into a haunted house, chances are you didn't sit down and get the stories from the family before.
Yeah.
But a workplace that would happen, a location, a haunted location that people mm-hmm. go investigate, an old sanatorium, a prison, any of those places, mm-hmm. they would come with the stories. And a hotel is one of those places, you know, they all have the lady in red. Who knows what really happened with the little boy? It just yeah. kind of morphs into its own story. But it does sound like there's definitely stuff going on there.
I agree. I think something is going on there. And, you know, like I said, is it the boy? I don't know. Could be. I'm not saying it's not. But I definitely think something is going on here.
Oh, my gosh. You could just tell it in his voice.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, thank you for that story. That was a good one. And if you have one to share, do with that. Share it. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.